from New York, up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Happy Friday, everybody. So as many of us are mourning the inevitable end of service of our president and our first lady, we're just weeks away from electing a new president. So will it be close? What's the latest in those battleground states? And how will the black vote impact the outcome? I'm going inside her story with Judith Brown Dianis. She's the executive director, Tom, of the DV Strategies Advancement Project. As an attorney, she has protected the rights of people of color in the midst of some of the greatest civil rights crises of our modern times, including in Florida, Tom, after the 2000 election, and in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Really, really well. You know, I have to ask you, I have to just keep it real. Does this election seem as strange to you as it does to so many of us? Or is it just, you know, par for the course?
No, you're right. This is very strange. So at Advancement Project, for years we've been fighting, you know, the voting rights fight. And every, you know, presidential election, it gets hot and it gets heated around who's going to try and steal an election. This is just strange all around. So this is the first time that we see Republicans actually saying there is no voter fraud when their candidate is saying there is voter fraud, right? They're throwing him under the bus, totally, right? And then, of course, let's add to it just how racist it is, right? Like, you know, the kind of language that is being used about black people living in inner cities who are, you know, get shot walking to the grocery store and who have no jobs and education. So the level of, like, hate speech, not just against us, but against Muslim people, Mexicans, women, you name it, is like a whole different level of at least what I've seen in my lifetime. And then on top of it, you know, the Trump is calling for, you know, people to come to the polling place and intimidate voters. And we're not going to stand for that, right? Because we're not going to be scared. We're going to handle our business on election day.
Well, I have to ask you this, Judith, and I just have to keep it real. I talk to so many people in my day-to-day and, you know, just around New York City, friends of mine and people that, you know, just are coworkers, not necessarily have the same values that I do. And no one seems to be supporting Donald Trump. Who are these people that are voting for him? How is he doing so well?
Yeah, well, you know, I think some of us live in a bubble, right? You live in New York City, we live in bubbles. I mean, the rest of the country, like, you get out to the hinterlands, you get into rural areas, you get into many of these states, there are people that are supporting him. I mean, they're rabid, right? They are foaming at the mouth, and it's because of the backlash against our black president, right? I mean, people are like, they're done with this. They're like, 8 years are over, we're taking it back. And so, you know, that's why we got to turn out numbers, because the crazies, the hate-filled people, they are really upset about what has happened to this country. Not only the black president, but gay marriage, all of the things that they think is like, you know, just turning their own little world upside down.
Judith, I know that there are a lot of states that you could point to, but one of the stories that's come out is particularly interesting because it involves the vice presidential candidate for the Republicans, and that's Mike Pence in Indiana, and the state police going in and disenfranchisement of thousands and thousands of voters, and
like
especially African Americans.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Indiana, they were saying that there was voter fraud and in the registrations, and the state police went in. But again, you know what is interesting about this, right, is that they're always claiming this boogeyman of voter fraud. They claim, you know, it's like the UFO, you know, and we know that you are more likely to be struck by lightning than to find a case of voter impersonation. And so in Indiana, they said, you know, there was voter fraud, but actually the election officials, the local election officials, said that's not true. That's not what happened. Actually, you know, there were some of these people are updating their registrations in terms of their addresses, et cetera. So that's the thing, is that they keep bringing this stuff up, and it's all lies. It's all, like, ready to set it up for Trump. He's trying to set it up so that he can call into question the outcome of this election.
So there's not going to be a problem when they go to the polls?
I'm sorry?
On November 8th? There's not going to be a problem when they go to the polls November 8th?
So listen, I think that there are some crazy people out there, right? And we do need to be thinking, like, you know, especially in states where there's open carry laws and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of
like
the day.
Like here in Ohio.
That's right. Number one, voter intimidation is against the law. If you feel intimidated, if you feel like someone is threatening you, you need to call the Department of Justice or call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. We will have people ready to answering the phone and dispatching people. But at the end of the day, you know what? We've been through so much. You know, you think about all of the things we've been through to actually get the right to vote. But then on top of it, all of the things we've been going through over the past couple of years in terms of police killings and the number of young people who are standing up to police. So if we can stand up to the police, we can definitely stand up to these people who want Trump to win and want to scare us away from voting.
Judith, for people who might experience what you said, some kind of voter intimidation, you gave those numbers out that they can call. Will they still be able to call and get results that they can still vote that day? I mean, you deal with something, will your vote count?
Yes, it will. So number one, never get turned away from the polls. At the very last resort,
don't leave.
You can use a provisional ballot. Always ask for that. If your name is not on the list, say, I know my name's on the list. Get that provisional ballot. Call the 1-866-OUR-VOTE when you have that problem, and we dispatch people right to that polling place, or we will call the election official if we don't have somebody locally.
Okay. Judith, thank you so much for all that you
do.
Thank
you. Thank you. And go to advancementproject.org. Thanks so much.
Okay.
We're in Dayton, Ohio, and here in Ohio, it's neck and neck in the polls between Trump and Hillary Clinton.
I can't believe it. That's amazing.
Early voting is underway.